We are learning Perek Yutes. We are. Let's start from the Mishnah Aleph. Let's start again. Two different examples. Two different halachas. Halacha number one: a person that disassembles a bed. Okay, you disassemble a bed lehatvila in order to immerse it in the ritual bath. And the hanageh bechavolin, a person that touches the ropes of a bed that is tamei tohar. This individual is tohar. Okay, so we already did the pictures. Let's see over here the Rav, Nachmol to Chaz, the Rav. Hamafarikas Shemita Latpila Aval Pi Shemita Heres Kishit Shleima. Even though the bed, when it's complete, is Tahira. Pa'amim Shehi Gedoyla Ve'Eina Yecholu Likanis B'Mikvah V'Tzach L'Parukah. Even though you can Lichatchila, you can be immersed. You can Yitovel the bed when it's complete. Right, do you ever do that? Do you ever take your bed? You ever see in Schmidman someone bringing a bed?
No.
I do it all the time.
Already. We learned this already.
We just started.
What are you talking about?
We just started a little bit. I'm not chazring. We just want to get. So a person that takes it apart, okay, so a person takes it apart to meet us. So the wool is one, so what does it say? So it says, and v'hanageh, then next words, v'hanageh b'chavolin, next words, I don't think we did the rat. I don't believe we did the rat.
I remember it.
V'hanageh b'chavolin, okay, this is chaz, we have to chaz then. Or you have something against chazar?
No, I just wanted to know if we did it, because I remember this.
Okay, we did, we started.
It's not something new to me.
We started. V'hanageh b'chavolin, garsinan, kolemar, bein mefarik, bein nageh b'chavolin, whether you mefarik, you take apart,
or you touch. Whether you take it apart, whether you touch it,
tahar. What does that mean? So he explains. So here he explains what the situation is. I didn't go with a bed which became tummy to a mace or through a zav. A mace was lying on this bed, or a zav sat down upon this bed. And now we're dealing with a situation where the meat no longer has the arucha and the shtei kirayim. Now, why then do you need, if the bed has been taken apart, if you took apart like the picture on the left side, right? If the bed is missing the arucha, what are you looking at? If the bed is missing the arucha,
it's getting better, but
if the bed here is missing the arucha,
good.
The arucha, and it's missing the shtei kirayim, the two legs, so the bed is what's the halacha? The bed is tahara. Got a problem with that?
It's tahar because it's missing
missing the arucha and it's missing the two legs. So the question is, so why would you bother putting in the mikvah? It's tahar. That's the ultimate way.
It's automatically tahar. Because once you put it back together.
So you want to prevent the tumah from being reinstated. That's why you're being tabled it. V'anogeh b'chavolim. Next was the Rav. B'chavolim tahar. The kibbutz shapiruk l'shuv ein chachavolim chibuk. Once you take it apart, we don't consider it speaking because since in this situation the bed. Right, because once you take apart, it becomes tar. Okay, so that's what we did there. Now we go to the next part. Now we go to the new case. New halacha. This is where we're up to.
We learn nishmas hinder roiza bas Avraham Akoyin.
Hinder roiza bas Avraham Akoyin. May her neshama be lean. This is chosid lean tamishnais. Hachevel may emosai hu chibor lumita. One is a rope. We have here a rope. See, it's very long. It's a rope. When does it become chibur lemitah? Mishi sodeg ba shloisha bottom. When you wrap around three times, the rope becomes tame. When the rope has been, when you create three bottom, three, one, two, three. When you make three bottom, which means you have to wrap it around the bed three times. See, seen the picture? There are three compartments, three different openings. One, two, three. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. The Rav explained. Let's see the picture first. The picture says, if a person were to touch the rope, it becomes tame. When?
What are you saying? The bottom part?
I'm painting the picture. The picture, 572. 572.
I thought we said the chavah is tame.
Now we're dealing with a new case. There's a period. We're dealing now with a new case. Now dealing with the case when we have a bed that's tame and the rope becomes tame. At what point in time does the rope become tame? Hachevel me'emusai b'tam b'maga. When mishosh shirek shloisha batim. When you wrap around the bed three batim. Nechshav kol hachevel mechubal lemita. The entire rope is considered attached to the bed. U'metama b'maga. Kishamita t'meya. Mita is t'meya. Even if it's very long, even if it is even if it's very long. And who adin vafilu hu aruch harbe, vafilu hu aruch harbe, v'hu adin shem naga tuma bechevel. If tuma touches the chevel, nitmei skam hamita. So just saying over here is that if the bed is tummy, if the frame is tummy, if the legs are tummy, and the arucha and the katsar is tumea, and now you touch the rope. And you touch the rope. So.
Okay. What's happening? I missed it. Am I tummy or not?
No.
Okay. So you got the rope going around here. So if you have three.
The bed is tummy, right? What's wrong? What's tummy? The karaayim. Someone sat down on the legs. The legs is tummy. And now you start roping it. You start
so
making rope.
You do three ropes. So
now the rope becomes the chibit to the bed. So now the rope becomes tummy as well. Or let's say everything is tahar. Everything is tar, and you touch the rope. By touching the rope, you metam automatically the bed. Since the rope now at this point in time is called mechuba to the mita.
Say it again. What?
Let's say all the way around. Let's say the bed is tahar,
yeah.
And you attach the rope, and now you touch the rope.
Right.
By touching the rope, and the person who touches the rope is tameh. He's an avatuma. So by touching the rope, automatically you're contaminating the entire bed.
Okay.
When you touch the rope, the tumah spreads to the entire bed.
When you do it three times, it makes the whole bed tummy.
It makes no mechubah. It makes the rope mechubah. No, that's not what it says. When you wrap the rope around the bed, the frame three times,
yeah.
The rope now is considered to be mechubah to the mita.
Okay.
And the meila, the tumah can go both ways. If the bed is tummy, when you touch the rope, you become
right,
tummy. Right. If the bed is tahar,
right.
And a person who is tummy touches the rope, the tumor will spread from the rope to the bed.
Right.
Okay. When you wrap it around three times, let's see over here the Rav. So we saw over here the picture. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, "Hachel v'imasai chibur l'mit b'tchila kish adam misarek es hamita shleima." When a person is misarek es hamita, a complete mita, which means there are four kiraayim and there are aruchos and kitzaros. The rope is very long. If the bed becomes tameh, someone touches the chevel, tameh, the whole bed becomes tameh. It's all one chibur. Since once you do it three times, we go basar soif. It's a guarantee that you're going to wrap it around more times. Once you wrap it around three times, it's a guarantee that you're going to finish off the job. Okay? Got it?
Absolutely.
Okay, next halacha. V'hanogea min hakesher.
It's very hot.
Kavrat
Torah. What do you mean?
Vayter. Let's continue. V'hanogea min hakesher v'lifnim tamei. First touch min hakesher v'lifnim tamei. Min hakesher l'chutz tar. So let's go look at the picture. The picture over here shows picture 573. V'hanogea. If someone touches min hakesher v'lifnim tamei, min hakesher l'chutz tahar, nimei hakesher hanogea b'tzorch hamitei. So what's the nimei hakesher? Let's see, 573. Hachevel shebekesher shehu mehemshech hachevel hamuchubu l'mita tamei. Let's see, nachamol. Hachevel Hakasher einu nechshav mechubav l'chein hutar. So you see this picture where there's a little knot. You see this picture, the little knot.
Yeah.
Let's say I touch this part, the part that's coiled over here.
Mm-hmm.
Do I become tummy? The bed is tummy. Everything is tummy, and the rope is extending. Does the tumor continue to extend until over here? No. Once you get past the rope, there's no longer tummy. It's not considered to be part of the rope.
What? Oh, you mean when you make a knot over there?
Yeah.
So is it considered part of the rope?
No.
Okay.
So it says, "Hachevel shabekesh."
Hanogeh min hakesher v'lifnim. Is that that's what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So where's min hakesher v'lifnim?
This part, the part that's close to the bed.
Okay.
But if you touch from the kevel v'luchutz outside the kesher, tar.
Min hakesher v'luchutz tar.
So let's see the picture again. Hachevel akasher ein nechshav mechub v'luchinu. So the kevel that's kosher is not considered to be mechubar. V'zomen ha-kesher u'luchotz. That's called kesher u'luchotz. Ha-chev ha-mukhov u'lumitot of the chev that's close to the bed is tame. Ha-chev u'shabekesher. Shuhem u'shach ha-chev u'lumukhov u'lumitot tame. Okay, right. Now, pick on the right side, what does it say? Nime ha-kesher. Nime means the cord, the part of the rope, the part of the kesher which extends up. You see that little shtickle? There's a little dotted line there?
Yeah.
So that part of the kesher. Three fingers. Okay, everything above three fingers, until three fingers is part of the kesher. Above three fingers is not part of the kesher. It's tahar.
Okay.
Now, what does it say on the bottom? Yisoid din mishnah seinu. What's the bottom line here? Yisoid din mishnah seinu shechevel hakosher lechevel bechevel that's kosher lechevel eino isa isam chibar bechevel hachitzoin eino nechshav lumchub lumito ad sheyisorik gamis hachevel hachitzoin. Okay, one more time. Yisoid din mishnah seinu shechevel the rope hakosher lechevel. A rope that's tied to a rope is ainoy oisa mchibor. The achevel chitzon ainoy nechshav lumchubul lumito. Ad she yisori gam es achevel chitzon until you actually wrap around this portion around the bed itself. In this situation, where you have over here three different, it's already tied three times, and the tumah now is extends, but it stops at the knot. The only way to cause the tumah to extend past the knot is you have to wrap that portion of the rope around the bed. Umiloshin Harosh Mashma Shagam Bitzlech Hakesha Gam Binini Hakesha Rakachel Pnimi Tame Avla Chevel Achitzon Tar Gam Mashma Bitzlech Hakesha Gam Nimi Hakesha. Okay, this is what we saw is that the part of the rope itself until three etzbos, on even the part that you tie until three etzbos. Okay, it's simple. Okay, that's it. No complicated things
okay,
here.
Okay, so from here and up, it's all tar. And up here,
it's also tar. Three etzbos, also tar.
But why should the whole thing be?
It's superfluous. It's superfluous. It's not necessary.
I'm saying, should we say the whole kesher is?
No, that's the chiddush. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says even the kesher itself, only the part of the kesher until three etzbos is tamei. Anything above three etzbos is not necessary. It's made to be cut. Right. You have a nice. You're not going to look nice. You go into sleepies. Sleep of your the rest of your life.
You like that, right?
The rest of your life. It means until time comes to go.
You like that.
And it also means the rest of your life, to rest. It's a very catchy slogan.
I like it.
Come to sleepies for the rest of your life.
Very good.
Are you familiar with these things?
Me? Tar? Aryesha? Mila Yira?
So anything, it does not look pleasant to go into the store and to see a rope.
Yeah.
To see the rope that comes above there, and anything that is above three, that's supposed is tar.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Tamei mekesh luchotz tar nimi hakesha." The nimi hakesha, which means the nimi means the cords of the kesha, hanogeb bet sarchai. What you need, what's necessary for sarchai is tamei. The kamut sarchai, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, shalosh etzba'ois, three fingers worth. Let's see. The Rav says, "Nimi hakesha." What's the nimi hakesha? The top.
Good.
Well, let's go back. We didn't do this other Rav. If you tie another rope, like this, if you tie another rope, so the other rope that's lechutz is tahar, it's not a chelek. Okay, next Rav, Nimi Akesha, Kishakoshim Shnei Chavolim Zebeze, Manich Ma'at Meroshech HaChavolim Mize Umize, Yoitzim Chutz Lekesha. When you tie two ropes together, there is some protrusion of these two things. Can you make this picture? Could you so skilled to do this?
Very nice.
It's genius to make such a picture. Like this. The two ropes that come above. Nimi Akesha, Kishakoshim Zishnei Chavolim Zebeze, Manich Ma'at Meroshech HaChavolim Zemize, Yoitzim Chutz Lekesha, Vehim Nikon, they called Nimi Akesha. Hanogea Bitzorchoi. If someone is nogea b'tzorchoi tamei, if he touches the tzorich, the cave on the tzorich l'kesherim she'im hoye kosher b'rosh hachevel mamish hoye hakesher nitar. What's called the tzorchoi? If I were to cut it at a point where if I would pull it, it would come apart. That's called tzarchai. But if I would cut at a point where if it would make a difference, that's called ainet tzarchai. The cave of the tzarchai kasher came. Shem choye kasher berish. If you cut berish a chevel mamish choye hakesher nita, it would fall apart. Nimsa sheilu hanim mam kiilu hanim mam midim hakesher. It's supporting the kasher uche kasher dom. It's like the kasher. What is the shear of the? What's the shear? So Rabbi Huda says, you know what the shear is?
What?
Three etzbos, three fingers. Okay, so let's chazen the Mishnah. We did the whole Mishnah. Okay, nachmo the Mishnah, the very beginning. You got the Mishnah?
I think so.
The whole Mishnah.
Okay.
Koyin olam haba, the one Mishnah.
Wow.
Mishnah oisios neshama me osha shmein lachmai. Shmein oisios neshama osha oisios arye shragaroth.
Can we learn that?
It's a beautiful Mishnah. One Mishnah.
I'm a farik, it's a mita.
I'm getting tired just thinking about the Mishnah. A mita is a bed.
A farik is a mita.
Just don't hang yourself on the ropes.
One who undoes a mita.
I'm a farik, it's a mita, lahatbila, to be toivel, to immerse in the Mishnah.
He takes apart, that's the word I'm looking for.
Disassemble.
Right.
Disassemble. Hamafarik es samita lehatvil, to immerse it. So at the point, the chiddush is when you're taking it apart, it's already not complete. So you're tahar. Once you already have removed, you remove the arucha and the kirayim, two kirayim, it's tahar. So mail is no tumah v'anogeh b'chavol. Once it's already been taken apart, and you touch the ropes, v'anogeh b'chavolin, and you touch the ropes. Tahar, tahar. Okay, next. Hachevel meimus sayhu b'chibu. When it's called b'chibu l'mita, mishri yisodeg bo shloish shabotim, when you wrap it around three times. And again, min hakesher l'fnim tamei. Min hakesher l'chutz tahar. Nimi hakesher, the cords of the kesher itself, and again, b'tzach, what's necessary in order to keep the knot in place. Tamei. Dekabu tzaruchai. Rabbi Doimer. Shloish etzbo'oi. Three fingers worth. Okay, very similar, very straightforward Mishnah. Good. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Clear as a bell?
Absolutely.
Okay, now we go to Mishnah Beis. Hachevel hayetz min amita ad chamisha tzvachim tar. Okay, so now we're dealing with a new situation. We're dealing with a situation where the bed is complete.
Let's just go over this last part of it. Nime kesha.
Nime kesha means this part of the kesha. Here is the knot itself.
The leftover.
And there's the
like
nime.
It's like the sha'ar.
The shirayim.
Shirayim.
So the nimei kesher. First three etzbos is tame. More than three etzbos is
nimei kesher and a gev b'tzarkei tame. If you touch the part that's
necessary to keep the knot in place, set.
Right.
It's tame.
Watch out, the mishnah is full.
But if you touch the part of the knot which is not necessary,
and a gev b'tzarkei tame. But if you touch. It is tummy. If you touch the part that is necessary, then it's tummy. Kama hu tzarkai. Rabbi Yehuda, how come it only brings down Rabbi Yehuda?
Because he's the only one that explained it. He was the only one that explained it. Okay, whatever, I don't know why.
Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda?
No, Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah could be Meir.
Get a tissue. I see. Okay, see?
In the Olam HaEmes, you go to Rabbi Meir. You tell him, learn your Mishnayos. Okay, let's go to Mishnah Beis. Okay, let's try to learn a Mishnah here.
Achevel.
A rope. Hayoytze min amita ad chamisha tzvachim tohar. Now we're dealing with a new situation. We're dealing with a complete bed. You see the picture 574? Picture 574. That's really showing that's a different picture. Let's see the Rav. Rav says, Achevel yoytze min amita.
574, 1395. Oh, the picture 574.
Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Chevel hayoytze. I'm not sure that's a different picture. That picture is going to a different part of the Mishnah, so it could be it's not the correct picture.
Oh, you mean it's on
the next page. So let's see what's over here. The Rav. The Rav says, Achevel yoytze min amita. Mash misha mimenu liacha shegomar hasirug. So we're dealing with when the bed is complete. We're not dealing anymore with the bed that's incomplete. We're dealing now with a complete bed. Until now, we were dealing with a bed that was incomplete, like in this picture. So it could very well be that if you have this rope, and the rope was 100 tefachim, and all of that rope was going, that is going to be used to attach to the bed, so it's all tamei, no matter how long it is. But once you finish the bed, you no longer need the rope. You see the difference?
Not really.
Until now, we were dealing with a bed who has a rope attached to it that extends but the bed was incomplete. You did not yet finish wrapping the rope around the frame.
Okay.
Now, what?
Yeah, but, you know.
Now we're dealing with a bed.
Yeah.
Now we're dealing with a bed.
Talk to me.
We're dealing with it, which is complete. Like on this picture. Let's look at this picture. We'll bar from this picture. So this picture, even though it's not our picture,
yeah,
but this bed is complete. It's shalem.
Okay.
And now there's still rope, extra rope that's extending from the bed.
So what's the story with that extra rope?
So don't you have to cut it off? If you want to make the bed look nice, would you tolerate such a thing to have in your house
would,
a bed? Okay, so what do you do with the extra part that's extended?
Cut
you cut it off. So let's say you don't cut it off, and someone touches it. Does he become tamei? Let's see. Chelus with amida shmash misham and amida lachas shugam b'sugah chavish tefachem tar. Deloy chazil l'midei. Little tzarech amita. The chash of lo yayirid. It's unnecessary. It's not necessary. It's superfluous. Meil it's tar. Mechamisha.
Why would it be necessary?
What?
What are we gonna do? We'll find out. Go ahead.
Okay, but mechamisha v'yadasar tamei. So anything that's more than al-chamishachem is tahar. Wait, it's tahar. Al-cham d'loy chazi l'midei l'tzar chamita v'loy chashav lo yat.
Right.
Mechamisha v'yarasar tamei. Why?
The chazi l'kshav
ha-psachem. Karm Pesach. It's fit to tahar the Karm Pesach to the end of the bed.
How about nowadays? Where we
also do it.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah. You mean we wait for the minute that it happens?
Whatever you prepare. Let's see. The chazi after five. The chazi lichshav b'pesach mishayu regil lichshav shama pesach b'chevel shebekari amita kedei shehi mezumen lohem v'chazi nami l'shal shel bo es amita kolam larida min aliyah legag. You ever see this? Someone ever go outside and see someone? They have a guest or in the apartment building and they need an extra bed. Do you ever see? They have two people. You have people on the 8th floor and the 9th floor. And a guy on the 8th floor says, I'm having a guest come for Shabbos. Can I borrow an extra bed? So the guy, of course, you can borrow an extra bed. He goes out, he lowers the bed. He lowers it out of the window. How do you think he's able to lower it? Because it's attached to the rope. So where does he hold the bed when he lowers it down the window? He holds it from the part between 5 and 10 tefachim.
That's so cool.
That's what it says here. The chazinami l'shal shala samita to lower the bed. Kilaimar l'harida min aliyah from the attic, legag from the aliyah legag upwards. Let's go upwards. Inami l'harida to go down. El hamikva le'atpilu kishnitma.
What do you mean by harida min aliyah legag? The aliyah is higher than the gag?
I don't know. That's what it says. L'harida to lower it. I don't know. L'ashal means to lower it.
I think aliyah maybe, you know.
Maybe from the gag to the aliyah. I think maybe.
You see sometimes over here, there's like an aliyah on top of the roof here. There's a roof, and then you have another.
A gag, like a higher building, lower building?
You see,
okay, whatever it is. Whatever it means, from one level to another level, you lower it. And also, you immerse in the mikvah.
It's also good for immersing into
the mikvah. So fine. Next, go back to the Mishnah.
So that was mechamisha hadasara tamei, right?
Right. That's
so lechutz tahar.
So lechutz tahar. Shabo koshem es apsachem b'shalshem es amida. So I think that's going back. Look at the Rav. The Rav says me'aso lechutz tahar. The mashi yesh chavul yoisem me'aso einim shamish l'tzorech amida klum. I think that when it says the end of the Mishnah me'aso, when it says shabo, it appears that it's going back on the middle part of the Mishnah. When it says Shabo, the part from 5 to 10 is what you use. And you lower the bed from one level to another, and you lower it into the mikvah. Okay, so Sacha called, you learn the Merdek Yisrael, you have a bed. And then you have some extra excess rope. So the first 5 tefachim really is worthless. It's too small to make use of. The first 5, what are you going to do with the first 5? I can't use it to lower the bed. It's too close. I can't maneuver. It's too small to maneuver. So the first 5 is tahar. But when you get to 5 to 10, that's the part of the bed that is the part of the rope that is usable, that is functional. That's what you tie the Karban Pesach. You tie the Pesach to it. And that's what you use to maneuver, to handle, to lower the bed from one level to another level, to lower into the mikvah. And then from 10 and up, that has no use, because that's already too far. That's already too much of a distance from the bed itself. Okay, so that's Chaz the Mishnah. We did the whole Mishnah. Oh, the picture. Look at the picture. Chavel, Hayoitze, we have a few pictures. No, it's next Mishnah. Only one picture. Chevel hayetz min amita liachas shkam lasargo kashachevel pachapachos mechamisha tefachim. When it's less than 5 tefachim, ain a yalamita. It's not called a yalamita. V'harehu tar. Next picture. Im yesh bechevel oirch ben chamisha lasaro tefachim. Harehu yad lamita. Uch shnut me samita nit megam achevel. Wait, one more time. Chevel yetz min amita liachas shkam lasargo kashachevel pachos mechamisha tefachim. Ain a yalamita v'utar lagami. Im yesh bechevel oirch ben So he's saying over here a very important nekuda. I think he was explaining something I didn't appreciate. I think what he's saying over here is as follows. If you have a rope, and the rope is exactly less than 5 tefachim, is the rope tamei? You have a rope, and the rope extends from the bed. The chevel extends from the bed up to 5 tefachim. What's the status?
Up to 5 tefachim, it's tamei. It's tar.
Tar has no use.
Right.
Let's say it's from 5 to 10.
Then it has a use, right?
So which part has the use? The part that has the use is from 5 to 10. From 5 to 10 is the part that you hold on to lower the bed. From the part that's 5 to 10 is the part that you use to tie the carbon pesach.
Okay.
So once the part that's from 5 to 10 has a function, mimela, the tumah is chal even on the first part of the rope. You can't go have, here there's tumah, here there's. So once the rope basically is now 10, the whole thing becomes tumah. Let's say the rope is 15. It's 15 tefachim. So then the rule is, or anything more than 10, then we cut it in the middle. Until 10 is tumah. Everything from 10 and up is tar.
Why? Aren't you able?
No, you only part of the rope that you go.
You don't lift it down?
You only lift it down with the part of the rope that's between 5 and 10. You don't go hold it by the part of the rope that's more than 10.
You don't use it?
No, it's too dangerous. It's dangling. You violate all the safety codes. So after the part that's 10, you don't. That's what there's very little this is a lot of chidushim. Look what it says. Im yesh bechevel oirech bein chamisha le'asara. If you have in the rope is between 5 and 10. Harehu yad lemita. Then the rope is considered an extension of the mita. Uchashenitma hamita. When the bed becomes tamei, nitma gam hachevel. The entire rope is tamei. When the rope is up to 10 tefachim. Uchashachevel oirech yosem yasar tefachim. And when the rope is more than 10 tefachim, the rope is 11 tefachim, up to 15 tefachim. So ad asara tefachim until 10 tefachim achevel yad lamita until 10 tefachim the chevel is called a yad lamita until 10 tefachim futame v'ayosim yasara tar more than 10 is tar. Okay. So we got the ganze mishnah. Okay, we did another mishnah. Let's chaz the mishnah base hachevel. Yeah. Are you with me? Turn the page back. Hachevel hayoytze min hamita, a bed which you wrapped around. Now you have now a leftover extending from your bed has ropes.
Of course.
Okay. Good. Hachevel yoytze min hamita ad chamisha tefachim tar until 5 tefachim tar. Because it's worthless. It's not functional.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do with it.
Right.
From 5 until 10, then tame. Why is it tame? Because it has a function. What's the function? The function is you can use that portion from 5 to 10 to tie the carbon pesach, and you can use that portion to lower the bed from one level to another level to a mikvah. And then once the part that's 5 to 10 is functional, the whole rope becomes tame, even the part that's less than 5.
Okay.
But let's say the bed, why? But let's say the bed is from more, the rope is from 10.5 or 11 or 12 or all the way 15 or 100. So the rule is the rest of the anything,
tar,
10, anything from 10 up is tar. Now we go back to explain why from 5 to 10 is a critical. Why 5 to 10 is that part of the rope, tame. And once that part is tame, it's in the tame at the beginning of the rope as well. Shebo, the part of the rope that's between 5 and 10, koishrin. We used to tie as hapesachim. The carbon pesach, and umeshalshin es hamitais. We lower it from one level to another. When you have a guest and you need an extra bed, you lower the bed from one level to the next level in that portion. All right, good. Okay, now we go to Mishnah Gimel. Are you with me? Are you with the program?
So why you kosher the pesach, right? If it's longer,
no. When you tie an animal, think about it. If you have a bed. And
I'm asking you, if it's still asara, that's when you kosher it?
No.
When it's more than 10?
No, not when. Which part of the rope do you tie the carbon pesach to?
Which part?
The part that's between 5 and 10.
That's it.
That's it.
So how do you read this? Kosher,
If any part of the rug that's more than 10 tefachim, it's tar. Period. The mission now is over.
Now it's going back.
It's going back, yes. Yes. Shavuot, but the part that's between 5 and 10 is the critical portion of the meat of the rope, which is tameh, which caused tumah also to the first part of the rope.
Yeah.
Why Shavuot is that part of the bed. The part of the bed that's between the part of the that's between 5 and 10, Shavuot. Koishrin esapsachim, that part of the rope that's between 5 and 10 is used to tie the Karban Pesach. Ume shal shalin esamitais, and you use that portion of the bed to lower the bed
Good.
Okay, are we with the program here?
I am. I'm really in. This is great. We're on.
Okay, Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.
This is the first time I think we're learning a third.
No, it's not true. We did this in the past.
Yeah?
There's no reason why we shouldn't do this every single day.
I'm ready.
No, you're not. Okay, Nizron. You know how hard it is for you to hold back, not to make jokes?
That's why I like it, because the machine is on Baruch Hashem. Nizron
hayotze min hamita. Nizron.
Every time you do that, you're
koivish the yetzer.
Koivish the yetzer. You koina elam hag. Just want you to know. Get right there.
Nizron hayotze min hamita. Kol shehu divrei Rabbi Meir. What is a Nizron? What in the world is a Mizron? Okay, let's go look over here at the pictures. Mizron. The Mizron, it looks like a frame. It's a rope. It's a rope that goes around. Look, you see this? It's a rope that goes around the whole bed. Like a ribbon. A ribbon. Look, you see there's a ribbon that goes around the whole mita? That's called the Mizron. You see the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the ribbon. Let's see over here the picture book. Nidnei samita.
I thought they only used ribbon in hair and stuff like that.
I know. Let's see what it says in the Mizron. What ozer means a belt.
Oh.
A belt. Hakosher kinegin miskeres, something that is tied opposite the frame of the bed. Kidei lahodekes perkech, in order to attach firmly its parts. Kirayim beruchas uktzaris zelazet. Okay, it firmly keeps in place all the various parts of the mita. It keeps in place the legs, the aruchos, the katsaros, the chavolim. This belt, the belt keeps it firmly in place. Okay?
A mizron hayotz min hamita, the belt, the ribbon, what do you call a mizron?
I call the mizron, it's a belt. It's calling it a belt.
Belt that comes out of the mita, kosher. You see the belt here, kosher.
Wait, let's read the picture. What are you looking at? Let's look at the picture. Let's read the picture. What's the ikur and what's the tafel? Nizron, Ezer Hakosher Kenegin Miskeres Amit, a belt that is tied opposite the Miskeres Amit, Kedei Lohadik as a picker note to attach firmly the parts. Kirayim Varuchos Ukutsar Zelozet. Okay, Lerebi Yoisi Rak at 10 Tvachim Min Hamizron, according to Yoisi, it's only until 10 Tvachim Hamizron, also Liat Hamita. Only until now we have extra belt coming out. Right? You have a belt. You have an extra portion of the belt. You got it. Why do people have an extra portion of the belt? Why is there such a big belt? Because they plan on expanding. The extra is going to be maga midras. Rabbi Meir, call hamizron nechshav liyad lemita v'kul v'kul tamei tumas midras. Okay, so the machlokes now. This is not like the rope. A mizron, for some reason, is more of an extension. And memela, everyone agrees until 10 tefachim, it's called a chelik of the bed. And even this portion, believe it or not, is not tahar. This portion is just one step down. So if the bed is an avatoma, so until 10 tefachim, it's an avatoma, and everything from here down is a rishon l'toma. And according to Rameh, the entire thing is an avatoma. Okay with that?
Good.
Let's see the mission inside. Mizron, the belt.
Good.
Hayotze min amita, kol shuhu.
Good.
So kol shu dever meir. Let's see the Rav. What does the Rav say about kol shu? Let's see over here. Oh, there's another caption. Let's go to the next picture. Let's go to the next picture. What's this say? Mizron beget semer. What's going on? Oh, there's another parish. Okay, let's leave for a moment. Let's first see the Rav. We'll come back to that. Let's not get confused with the facts. Okay?
As you say.
No, from someone else.
Uh-oh. I hope as you don't leave again. Thank God.
Hamizron, Kiminezer, Avnet, and Ezer is a belt or Avnet. Two different types of belts. Shell Aurig of woven material, Shekarchem, Oisosa, Mitu, which you tie around the Mita, Kadel, Lechaber, Perogeh, in order to cause the parts, in order to fasten, to firmly attach the parts, to strengthen the parts to the bed. Sometimes it's very, very long and extends the side of the bed. So when it says the word kol shu, it's a very unusual translation of kol shu. Normally kol shu means a mashahu. But here when it says kol shu, it means no matter how far it goes. Kol shu means even very, very long. Kol shu, no matter what. Oh, it says here. I didn't see it from the side. Kol shu means no matter how long it goes all the way out, hundreds of miles. Okay, kol shu, no matter how long it is. Hello.
Yeah, listen.
Kol shu, no matter how long it is. What is the law? The law is it is tamei. Vaitem, Rabbi Yosef, no, adasar tefachim, no, not so fast. Not only until 10 tefachim. I can see in the picture over here only goes until 10 tefachim. Only until 10 tefachim, not more than 10 tefachim. Okay, let's see over here the second picture to explain the second shot. The second shot, what is the mizra?
He says kol shu, is tummy, right?
I tell you kol shu means no matter how long it goes. Kol shu means forever.
You always
tummy.
Okay. And Rabbi Yosef says until
only until 10 tefachim, like in this picture. But more than tefachim is a magamid, which means it's one step down.
Yeah.
If until here it's an avatumus, from here in Mikhail Labo, it's going to be
still tummy. So how come when it's a belt, it's a, what do you call it? When it's a, we had, what was it before?
A rope, a chevel.
What's
the different parts of the bed.
Huh?
Different parts of the bed. The chavolim, I guess.
It's the same part of the bed. Look.
No.
The same part of the bed.
This is a rope. This is made to actually strap around, to make the person.
Right.
This is a different part of the bed. It's a different segment of the bed.
Shoot. It's true. It's even less, it's less worthy than the chevel. L'chayre. It's less part of the bed than the chevel. The chevel.
It's saying it's more part of the bed. This part puts everything. This part puts everything together.
It
keeps the whole bed
firm.
Together. It keeps it firm. Firm. Oh, good word. Keeps it firm. You like a firm bed.
Yeah, very firm bed. Important.
What?
Very important.
Very important. You like it hard or soft? What's your comfort level?
Good. Better the bed. I'm good.
Okay. Let's see what it says here. The second picture. Picture 576. Picture 5. Another interpretation of what it means, the Mizron. Mizruk beget semesh noisn bnei adam gedolim v'chashuvim al mito sem tachas hamatzos underneath mattresses. Ala Mizron manichem es hamatzos hamito nitmo hamito nibin afnav v'lobi yosi rak atem tvachem hamizron mishamish es hamito v'nitim tumis binus al mito v'yos sami ma'agav midras rabbi meir kol hamizron mishamish lamito v'nitim tumis midras lamito. Okay, so all it says over here is new interpretation. It does not mean a belt. It means a special cloth made from wool that was put underneath the mattress. It also enhances the comfort level of the bed. And only very chashuva people, very distinguished people could afford to have a mizron on their bed.
Okay.
Okay, so a new interpretation. So if it extends outside the bed, until 10 tefachim, it's chelik of the bed, more than tefachim. It's not that kontra b'yosi, kontra b'meir. The entire thing is navatoma. The entire thing is an extension of the bed.
Okay.
Okay, let's go by it. Shiyori mizron. Now we have a new case called the Shiyori Mizran. Now what is the Shiyori Mizran? That's 577. Shiva Tvachim Kidei Lasois Chevek Lachamar. I guess if you cut it off, let's say you decide to cut it off. Let's say you come along one day, I don't have my watch today with me. Let's say you come along and you have Shiyori. What's Shiyori? Shiyori Mizran means you chop it off. Look at this picture 577. Next page. Let's finish this Mishnah. What's the Shiyori Mizran? Shiyori Mizran. Shiyesh b'am seven tvachim tvachim arich harayim kelim u'mekablim toma. What happens if you cut it off? Let's say you cut it off.
Yeah.
You cut it off.
Good.
So is this piece functional for a purpose?
Okay.
Well, the answer is that it's seven tvachim. It's ideal to tie
the donkey to the saddle.
That's me there. Look, that's me. Don't I look very nice? I'm very photographic.
Crazy.
Look, this is a caricature of me.
Okay, come on.
It's a caricature.
I want to finish the Mishnah.
You know what that word means?
Yes.
A caricature?
Yeah.
That's me.
What?
Look, there's a rope. A rope that keeps the saddle on. Not a saddle.
It's a blanket.
Blanket, a shmata, to make it comfortable. So this is Shiyori Mizran. The Shiyori Mizran, Sevdachim, is ideal. It says in the picture, Koyshim B'Shiyori Mizran is a Mardas. Mardas is the saddle. The Mardas is the blanket, the Chamor, the Zil Chelik Chamor. Mardas a Chamor, Kishan Nishra Min a Mizran, Sevdachim, Oyre Kare, Royal Lich Shaboy, yes, a Mardas a Chamor. Now it's ready to attach firmly the Mardas to the donkey. Let Tilavi Huda Tilavi here in the Rav. The Rav says, Shiyori Mizran. Okay, you with me, the Rav?
Yeah.
Previous page. Shiyori Mizran. Mizran Shabola. A Mizran Shabola. Okay, now you kind of, it wore out. And it wore out. Bola. It wore out.
It's old. This thing wore out.
It wore out. The Nikron, it ripped. The Kama Yishtar Mimen of Yetami. How much must be left of the tree called? How much Shiva Tvachim? If you have left over from the 7 Tvachim, the Batim Yachi Lechazi Lamidi Vilechashim Kli, less than 7 Tvachim is worthless. But if this Mizran is still 7 Tvachim, then it's valuable. Why is it valuable? It's Roy Laza Chevek Lechamar. What is a Chevek? So here he explains in the Rav Yeshua Farshim, beg it of the Kosha Shemasimim Alachamar Keshabah Menaderech Vahu Mazin, it's sweating. Kadesh lo yitztanein, it should not get cold. Yachash shemasimin u'esa okif. One more time. Beg it of kosher shemasimin al hachamor. You put on a donkey. Keshabam and adam comes from the road. V'hu mazian, it's sweating. Kadesh lo yitztanein, it should not get cold. Yachash shemasimin mimenu ha okif, the saddle. The yesh mefarshim shemasimin u'esa al masoy hachamor. Kadesh lo yafsid on the yafsid. Im yer do love gesham, it's a covering you put on a donkey, should not get ruined if you put on top of a package. It's not the way he's explaining it. The picture over here is according to the Rambam. Okay, the picture is looking at the Rambam. According to the Rav, it's a whole different interpretation. According to the Rav, the Chevek is a blanket, basically. It's a lightweight blanket that you put on the donkey when you take off the heavyweight saddle. Or it's a special cover to cover the merchandise. It's a tarp. A tarp to cover the merchandise that's on the donkey. So it says, Chevek Yeshav Harshim Begit of Kosha, Shemasimin al-Khamar Kishabam Nadech Bumazian, sweating, Kidesh to Yitzdan Lacha Shemasim Saminu Okif, it should not get damaged. But the yesh nefarshim shemasim oisal amasa chamor kedei shlo yafsid sarim yerdu lov gusham. It's a cover of the donkey. Okay, so we're finished. Let's chaz the Mishnah Gimel. Mizran. What is a Mizran? We have two interpretations. Either the Mizran is, it either means it's the belt. The belt that goes around the frame of the bed.
Good.
Or it means it's a special designer cloth that very rich people have. Rav, according to the Tosafot, the Rav really means both. And that's why it's Nogea. It's a cloth that goes on top of the made from wool. You put on in order to make the bed more comfortable. Okay. So what is the halacha? Let's say there's an excess that extends. So what is this halacha? Hayetim Amita, kol shu, according to the Rav Meir, it says no matter how long it is, kol shu, even if it's infinitely long. Even if this Mizran is infinitely long, the Mizran is automatically Tameh, it's an Av, it is an Av Atoma. It is an extension of the bed. Rabbi Yoisi Merno, only Aras Sara, only until 10 Tvachim. Good?
Yeah.
Shiyori Mizran, let's say the Mizran wears out, you have left over. Shiva Tvachim. If it's 7 Tvachim left, then it's still Choshev, and it's still Mim Kabbalatum. What is the Chevek Lachamar? According to the Rambam, it means a rope to attach a saddle to the donkey.
Isn't Mashma that it's more like the first thing?
Yeah, according to this picture. That's two interpretations, yes.
No.
So according to the picture, we're continuing with the Rav's parish. But according to the other interpretation, Chevek does not mean a rope. Chevek means like a cloth
that you put on the
donkey. Why would you put a cloth on the donkey? Keep it warm, or it's a tarp to cover merchandise. If I have on the donkey some expensive merchandise, I want it to stay dry in the rain, you put a chevek on top of it.
Very good.
Okay, three Mishnayos.
Very good.
We're up to Mishnah Dalet.
Mishmas, Hinderoyza, Brisa, Brahma, Kayin.